Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Welcome everyone to the first podcast of Table Talk, Real Talk for Real Life with Andrea and Babette. I'm your host, Andrea Gaskins, and I'm here with my dear friend, Babette Cobble. And today, we're just getting started with our show.
I know, and we have been wanting to do this for a long time, haven't we?
Yes, and it's finally here. Well, let me introduce myself. I'm Andrea Gaskins. I'm author of the book, A Second Helping. I'm a chef, TV personality, speaker, and all-around fun girl.
Yes, she is. And I'm Babette Cobble. I'm the CEO and founding advisor of Every Woman Can Be and the owner of CB Coaching and Consulting, offering leadership, financial and life coaching, consulting, and so much more. Every Woman Can Be is the premier women's organization providing women with educational luncheons and events that focus on business matters, life concerns, making connections, supporting each other, giving back to the community, and more. And we invite you for approximately the next 15 minutes to sit back, relax. If you're driving, please make sure you're hands-free. Okay. Well, like Andrea was saying, we want to welcome you to our first broadcast of Table Talk. And today we're going to look at an overview of various topics of relationships.
There are 14 of them to be exact.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
14?
I didn't even know there were that many different types of relationships.
Well, I didn't either, as a matter of fact, but I guess we better figure that out, huh?
Yeah, evidently you'll experience most of them before you find the one. You'll have to date and kiss a bunch of frogs before you get that prince.
Yeah, but you didn't have to do that.
No, I learned my lesson after one.
Well, I tell you, I was pretty fortunate as well. Not too many relationships, been with the same guy 27 years. So, hey, I guess we're the lucky ones, and that's why we're helping everybody else out, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Well, let's share some of those, because 14, geez, boy.
Yeah, 14 different types of relationships. Well, the first one that we're going to give a brief overview for is the codependent relationship, and that's one that's needy and suffocating, where you or your partner can't function without the other person. That one can be a bit tricky, especially when you want to express your individuality.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the dominating type of relationship, that's the one that's controlling and potentially dangerous. One particular partner sets the rules for the relationship and you have to follow them.
Yeah.
So there's too many rules, you can't have any friends, you can't do your own thing.
That's so
and
fun.
Some of us get caught up in those types of relationships, and we're going to tell you how to avoid them. The next one is a hardworking relationship. You're looking for love, you got your body right, you got your nice clothes, but you can't seem to find a man, and then when you do, it's just disappointing, and you basically have zero interest in each other, but you've worked hard to get together. And then we have my favorite, the purely sexual relationship, which basically speaks for itself. But you never really feel compelled to explore your chemistry in other areas, and so that's all you have. And then there's the long-distance relationship. And a lot of people think that long-distance relationships can't be successful. Me, I have a different story on that. They can be successful. They just take a lot of work. And then there is one where you're just basically friends. Everything is great except one thing. You and him don't feel like having sex with one another. So you're basically roommates or just hanging out.
Yep, just hanging out. And then, oh, we've got that last one that it seems like everybody's into these days with the internet and all. Tell me about that one.
The emotional affair. This one really makes me sad.
Yeah,
because
it drives me too.
Sneaks up on you and it's insidious. And before you know it, your relationship with your significant other is destroyed, but nothing physical ever happens except you share secrets about your life with the other person. And it can be really devastating because it's hard to figure out you know, what happened because there's no physical aspect.
Kind of sounds kind of unfulfilling, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's sad. This one makes me sad.
Now, what gets me is I'm kind of exhausted just from the seven that you've shared. Now I've got seven to share too. Now mine start off with, you know, the independent relationship. You're a power couple. We've all heard that term, or at least these people think they are. Let's put it that way. What you're really saying is these are two people who do not know how or are not willing to compromise or sacrifice for the relationship. And then, oh my, here we go. There's a lot of these out there. The rebound relationship. You and possibly the other person involved in the relationship have just gone through a breakup, need love to cover up that pain. And then we have, Andrea, you and I talked about this before we went on the air. The open relationship. I mean,
that one makes me laugh.
Yeah, that one just makes me want to go to the next one, actually. And I'm going to go straight from the open relationship and delve right into the toxic relationship. Previous relationship is the second most exhausting relationship that you will ever be in. This is the one that they leave you feeling emotionally, mentally, and physically immobile. So we'll get more into that later. And then we've got, of course, the temporary relationship, which seems to be a lot of the people out there today, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. It's fun for now, but you don't want to make plans for the future. It's just kind of having a good time. I guess kind of like friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Not for me, that's for sure. And then you've got the prize possession relationship. I've seen a lot of those. How about you?
Yeah.
And at one point in time, you know, you'll date the rich or insanely handsome man because you're just intrigued by what life is like with that guy on your arm. Or you've seen the gold diggers who seem to be happy with the filthy rich gentleman. Or your goody friend who's always with some model. So you give it a go. Okay. Well, we'll talk about that in another episode. But and then you've got the one. And, oh, I've had friends like this. Good on paper.
And
what
then
does that
in
mean?
Real life, it's like,
so you'll date one guy because you should. Maybe you filled out your list of your ideal relationships. So you meet him and, well, you know, he checks off every box. But, you know, we'll get into that one a lot more later. So those are our 14.
Wow, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot
14.
To talk about.
It absolutely is. And, you know, let's tell them about what we're going to do next month whenever we really kick this thing into high gear, because we just wanted to give you all a taste tonight of what we're doing. But tell them the topics that you picked for our first official show. Everybody get ready. Here she goes.
Well, since it's already on the paper and I've already mentioned it, we're going to talk about the purely sexual relationship. I just need to get into this because it sounds good in the beginning.
Yeah.
But after a while, somebody's going to have to go to work to pay these bills.
You got that right. So, you know, we hope that you're going to tune in. This is real talk for real life. And we're going to really hit some sensitive subjects, don't you think?
Yeah, because it's important to keep it real, like we talk about. You know, sometimes you have to take in the honesty and forego the political correctness to get at the truth.
That's right.
And so our intention isn't to hurt anyone's feelings or judge or criticize. We're just presenting the facts and just trying to help women live better lives and take some more responsibility and feel strong and empowered in the life that they have and not a life that they think they should have.
Exactly. Right. Live your own life for your values and what you feel. So we're going to get into that subject, like Andrew said. So, of course, y'all want to tune in the second Friday of every month at 10 a.m., and that's what we'll kick off in the month of April.
And I promise
right
to keep it PG.
Spring.
I promise to
oh,
keep
yeah,
it PG.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We definitely want to do that. So right now, I think we want to just thank him for tuning in.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, everyone, thank you. I'm Andrea Gaskins, and thank you for taking the time to hear our little spiel and check out our little podcast. If you want to connect with me, you can find me at andreagaskins.com. I'm going to have a few things going on next month. You can check out Good Day Charlotte, Fox 46 here in Charlotte on March 28th. I'll be doing a cooking demonstration for National Something on a Stick Day.
Oh,
and so I'm still working it out, the recipe, so I don't know yet. You'll be surprised on the 28th. And then starting on March 17th, I'll be having a Goodreads giveaway of my novel, A Second Helping. And that giveaway will last about a week. So just check back on my website, AndreaGaskins.com, for more information, or you can just say hey on social media. You can find me at Andrea Gaskins on Twitter or Andrea Gaskins on Facebook.
And they can also find you on the Every Woman Can Be site
Every
as
Woman
well.
Can. Yes, sir.
All right. And I'm excited to announce the registrations are now being accepted for my next Dump Debt and Live Free 8-week webinar series. It's going to start Monday, April the 4th. And for those of you that don't know my story, the reason I'm so passionate about dumping debt and living free is because I did it myself and paid off $96,000 in debt in 30 months so that I could walk away from corporate and come home and raise my daughter. I've helped hundreds of people dump debt and live free, and I want to help you too. So just reach out to me on social media. You can check out Coach Babette on Facebook or on LinkedIn, and you can go ahead and click on that registration, and we look forward to having you in that class. And the other thing I want to share with them is how exciting things are happening at Every Woman Can Be. Excitement is definitely in the air at our organization because we are seeking chapter ambassadors that want to make a difference in the lives of ladies outside of the Charlotte area. If you'll visit our website at www.everywomancanbe.com and learn more by clicking on the Start a Chapter tab, we look forward to receiving your application. There's always something for you to enjoy or some way for you to get involved at Every Woman Can Be. What?
No. Okay. It sounds exciting.
I know. It does sound exciting, doesn't it? Hey, we're just real here on Table Talk with Andre and Babette. And I want to thank our listeners for spending time with us today. We are a lot of fun. Come back and listen to us.
And yes? Yes. We'll get in a little bit more detail and have a lot of fun while we're trying to learn and educate.
Absolutely. This is Babette.
And I'm Andrea.
And we want to thank you for tuning in today. And always know and remember that you are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Until next time.
Make it a great day.